Raiklin joining us to talk about the attempted globalist coup over America led by Israel. Brian Morello is going to be popping in. The verdict is set to come out. They've said they've reached a verdict. I predict it's guilty. It's clear cut in this case, the black guy killing the white guy up in Dallas. That is all coming up. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can. Go ahead.
I love you so much. Excuse me. I've been listening to you and taking your supplements since 2012. And you're amazing for giving this platform for all of us. You know, we're all the Infowar.
Well, I wouldn't have a platform without you, your word of mouth, your support. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. So, you know, America has had a treaty with Russia since before the Civil War. And they stopped Britain from taking us over militarily. So instead, they took over by infiltrating our government. And of course, Britain created Israel as well. Russia will still back us up if we show up again. I want to share the missing piece, where if everyone knows this information, we will immediately win. Normally, I can speak eloquently about these things for hours and hours with people, but because I have little time here, I wrote down what I want to say here so I don't miss anything important. So please hear me out for about 3 minutes.
Well, you should have a big preface for burned a minute of your time. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read this out.
It's say it again. I'm not mad at you, but you keep saying you're going to read it. Go ahead.
Okay. This information is the answer. There is an open opportunity for us to come. Donald Trump is not doing what he said he would do for America. Is he doesn't work for America, he works for Britain. The so-called government in Washington, D.C. are corporations. You'll find them on the Dun and Bradstreet. They're corporations. A government cannot be incorporated and be sovereign. Incorporation is through Rome. So back in 1776, after we won the war, we contracted with outside entities, including Britain and Rome, to provide limited enumerated governmental services, and we also had our own American subcontractor called the Federal Republic. But the two foreign subcontractors were Rome and Britain. These subcontractors were leased the area of Washington, D.C. by Maryland and Virginia to carry out their contracts with us, while our American federal contractor's capital is Philadelphia. Currently, we've had all through the so-called presidency, the Republicans working for Britain and the Democrats working for Rome. And they colluded together to overtake the American government and America itself by impersonating our government. And they managed to accomplish this task through the Civil War, where they murdered our employees in the Federal Republic and the head of state, whose lineage goes back to the one of dozens of French barons who was given sovereignty in England by William the Conqueror, had to run and hide and has been underground for about 130 years, but now has come back to surface through his grandsons, and they called the states back into session. The assemblies that I've heard people talk about, you know, what should we do? We should assemble ourselves together. Well, the good news is that the head of state called the states back into session. So the way to defeat the globalists and what they're trying to accomplish is to wake up the American people and military and the world to who the American government really is. The American government is meeting together in every state since 2019 and is recognized by the world court and entities all over the world, including Donald Trump. But he refuses to do what we tell him to do, because he doesn't work for the American people. He works for a corporation who's in the business of providing governmental services. The answer to the financial problem...
Sounds like a bunch of Q stuff to me.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The InfoWar continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
All right, we're sitting here waiting for the Carmelo Anthony verdict. They say the verdict has come in. We haven't had it yet. We'll have reporters pop in on that, Brianna Morello and others, up in north of Dallas, Frisco, with that. I saw scenes on Fox of just big crowds of black people screaming at white people are going to kill you, cracker. Just total. So they're mad that a black guy might get convicted of killing a white guy. I mean, it's just if a white guy kills a black guy, convict him. It's insane. But that's what the globalists have done, this divide and conquer. We'll watch that as it unfolds. I wanted to get Ivan Raiklin back up, but he's going to host the last 30 minutes. I'm going to co-host with him right now, but I wanted to give him the floor to cover all the issues he wants to. And then Harris Smith and the War Room is coming up today at 3 p.m. Central with Rob Dew hosting today, I'm told. But going to Ivan Raiklin, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Army Special Operations, Green Beret, formerly the Defense Intelligence Agency as well, and separately a lawyer, about how big all this is. Now we have Trump admitting he leaked to Axios 2 weeks ago that he's mad at Netanyahu. Netanyahu admitting that was real. That was all real, like I told you. That's Trump trying to get an off-ramp. It doesn't defend what Trump did. It isn't about a face-up for Trump. It's about ending the war, okay? Right? He tries to make it about, oh, why are you defending Trump now? No, I mean, if he does the right thing, we're putting pressure for him to do that. That's just nonsensical to say that. But I respond to that because I see that trope out there or that meme. And you know, the Defense Department coming out last week saying Israel's now the main espionage threat, trying to control our government. We have now Trump openly giving it the transcript of his conversation Sunday with Netanyahu saying, I'm about to cut Israel loose. You keep sabotaging the peace process. And if you continue to do that, we're going to cut you loose and you'll be on your own. Then an Apache helicopter gets shot down last night. Iran, that I've seen, is not taking credit. But, I mean, who knows what's going on? It's a war zone. So Trump says they've got to pay for that now. Remember, Trump said last weekend, only attacks on U.S. troops will attack Iran again. And I said, well, God, will some party, you wonder who, or some group now attack U.S. troops? Opens the door for major false flags. So there's a lot to unpack there, a lot to cover. But Ivan, give us your big 35,000-foot view on what's happening. Do you think Trump's split with Israel is real? Well, it's killing the approval rating. He knows he got fiascoed into it. I think it's overall real because it's more intense. J.D. Vance comes out and says, we run the country, not Israel. So definitely they're feeling the heat. of the grassroots. And with Israel, with all this legislation, not just in the Defense Authorization Act, but 14 other pieces that we know of, trying to come in and literally merge with the military and merge with the U.S., seems like an act of desperation, or is it just chutzpah? Ivan Ranklin, give us your take on that.
No, I think this is a civil war between the grassroots that are for America against the donors. And it's a fight, it's a civil war for the fight of the White House and American policy in general. Now it's bleeding over into the Congress, not only in the White House. So on one side, you got the Miriam Adelson and Susie Wiles led big donor class, which are aligned, you know, with Paul Singer, Miriam Adelson, and a couple other folks. And on the other side, you have these 77 million of us that, or whatever the number was, probably closer to 80 million, that voted for Donald Trump to be in office. And up until this point, the big donors have actually secured wins on for themselves. But there's growing and growing angst, anger, and pressure from the grassroots to reject the foreign policy stance and objectives of that donor class, which aligns more with Bibi, keeping him in power, than it is in promoting lower costs so that, you know, the affordability in the United States. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to continue to push and apply pressure. And we're kind of at that apex point going into today's primary, right? I think the avatar of this fight, the Civil War, is in South Carolina, where on one side you have that donor class trying to prop up their guy. And on the other side, you have the grassroots that are trying to inject our idea of what America first should be into our U.S. Senate. And it's basically come down to today in South Carolina between the fight between Lindsey Graham as well as Mark Lynch.
Now, for people that weren't in the Defense Intelligence Agency or Lieutenant Colonel in Army Special Operations, how big a deal is it that the Pentagon come out last week and say Israel's the main threat? What's the new intel you've gotten? What do you expect Israel to pull now as the whole world turns against them? I'm really concerned.
This is massive. You said it yesterday. This is beyond massive, because I don't think I've ever heard ever in my 25-year military as well as intelligence career where the U.S. basically has published, the Department of Defense at the highest levels and through these leaks, has essentially said that Israel poses a threat. Would they have always been considered an ally? And this is I would say the first time that it has been published that Israel and Mossad has essentially a threat to U.S. national security objectives and foreign policy. So massive, massive.
And that shows how dire the threat is.
Yeah, because I would say that threat has been dampened and tempered and obfuscated for whatever reasons. And we're basically finding these out with the exposures that Massey is putting out on the floor of the House, with the Epstein file release, with the maneuvers and decisions made by the White House. It started the Band-Aid, like I said before yesterday, the Band-Aid is completely ripped off. Everybody sees that the Republican brand is owned by the foreign Israel interested donors on the right. On the left, it's the George Soros funded left. And so now it comes down to, what are we going to do about it? And so, again, I'm going to repeat what I said a little bit yesterday, in that I believe that President Trump and his donor class expended all of their political capital to ensure Thomas Massie was removed from office. And an indicator of that is that that donor class was not able to block Zach Lane from securing the Republican nomination in Iowa for governor on June 2nd, basically 2 weeks later. And so now we're going to see whether or not they're going to be, the donor class is going to be able to continue to buy seats, or if the grassroots is going to continue to escalate in retaking the Republican Party towards more of a America First aligned Republican Party. We're going to see that today. And that's not only in the Senate race. We're going to start to see some of it in the gubernatorial race. Yesterday, President Trump had a teletown hall for Lindsey Graham, as well as the endorsed governor candidate here in South Carolina. I think both are going to be going to runoff. And I don't think that runoff on June 23rd is going to fare well for the two Trump endorsed candidates, because the grassroots is only on its ascendancy. And I'm here to guarantee that that ascendancy continues to escalate, because I'm on the side, obviously, of America First.
Now, looking at this, because I know you're up on Capitol Hill a lot, you got out of the military, you saw the crises, 5 years ago or so, just to be able to cover this. When you're talking to Congress, obviously there's a big buzz now about all this legislation that literally integrates our whole military and the money into Israel. Netanyahu calls it independence from U.S. money. It's actually the U.S. is now merged with Israel. It's even more dependent. It's so scary. What's the feedback you're getting from your sources in the military, Congress? I mean, how big a deal this is?
We have a civil war going on amongst the legislative versus executive branch at the highest levels right now, as of, you know, last week's President Trump's pivot on this policy. But even more so, you have an internal civil war going on with patriots, the very few remaining patriots in this administration, versus those that represent the establishment in the swamp, in the executive branch and in the House of Representatives. But fortunately, I think for us, is that there are enough fighters, whether it's patriots, Freedom Caucus elements in the House, and then we have a couple in the Senate, along with elements within the intelligence community, the Department of War, and then the broader executive branch, that are hardcore, true America first patriots that are at a minimum kind of behind the scenes trying to push back against the Israeli takeover of our entire government. And I think we have, like I said yesterday, the coalition of the elements, for example, in the House, the Senate, and the broader executive branch, if they work together in a coordinated effort, we're going to be able to reject this takeover of the American government by Bibi and his donor and his and the White House's donor class. And it's going to require a coordinated effort, but they're obviously going to censor. They're going to block us from achieving the reach on some of the mainstream platforms. And we just have to counter it. We just have to consistently grind, push back. And I'm hopeful. I'm going to be back in DC tomorrow. One example of pushing back against the global order is there's a movie coming out tomorrow on June 10th on Wednesday up on Capitol Hill called Duty to Disobey. It's going to be the debut, and that documentary movie explains in detail the unlawful so-called vaccine mandate under the Biden criminal syndicate that was forced on the military to consume the bio injections, the experiments, the DNA mutilation injections, if you will. And I think that's going to escalate a demand across the entire American public for there to be accountability for Fauci, for Terry Adirum, the one that signed the unlawful implementation memo within the Department of Defense. So we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to escalate to demand accountability and influence and motivate accountability across all the different components, whether it's the 2020 election heist, the J6 Fed surrection, the COVID con, the unlawful and unsafe and ineffective products. Like we're not going anywhere. And thanks to you, Alex, for platforming folks like myself and others and continuing to talk about this in order to make sure that we have hope. We have the Zach Lanes coming on board. We have the Mark Lynch's infusing into the political zeitgeist, and then Thomas Massie and others.
Well, that's so right. Everybody wants instant victory. Compared to 10 years ago, people are way more awake. We're moving the needle way faster. Populism has exploded everywhere. Enemies hit back. We push back. It's a long marathon here. This is a long struggle, and we are winning. People need to know that, as negative as things are. And then I had a caller earlier that's like the people I see on X. It's like 30, 40% of people. I'll go like, okay, we're putting pressure on Trump. He's starting to do an off-ramp. That's great. More pressure in the war. They go, why are you suddenly saying Trump's good? Because ending the war is good. Like, it's not about Trump. It's about ending the war. And like us being politically engaged, they go, oh, the whole system's corrupt. Why are you engaged? They don't know what they're talking about. Well, what are we supposed to do? Just bitch and do nothing?
Right. I mean, to answer whoever that called in and said that, I mean, Alex Jones is one of the few people that I observe that understands the chessboard and tries to make it so that both sides of the chessboard are moving in the direction of a victory for the chessboard, if you will, known as the United States. Okay. And the lower IQ individuals that are creating content, they talk about what happened and they do it in a way that they're told on how to describe what happened. Some of the more critical thinking ones going into the double and triple digits almost are the ones that talk about what is happening right now. Those that have the high IQ, also known as those that are considered low IQ by the president, such as, Alex Jones and J.P. Sears and Julie Kelly and Tucker Carlson. Those are the content creators that take what happened, what's going on right now, and then forecast based on analytic skills and context to draw from to determine what could be coming down the pike and what needs to be done in order to
change what is coming. And that's key. And what do the globalists talk about in their own white papers? They're afraid of people that change narratives and are looking into the future. They don't care if you cover the past and talk about reparations and all this. They don't care if you talk about the current. They don't want you understanding trends. They don't want us getting in the game of controlling the future. Elaborate on that.
Absolutely. Because when you start to, once you identify the problem and what you expect the enemy to do, then you can take the next step after that and decide, okay, if this is what they're likely going to do, what do we need to do to counter that? And that's where you start to become problematic for the deep
and explain in warfare. That's what real top generals and field commanders understand, is knowing the enemy to anticipate you win by being a move ahead of them. Explain that.
Right. Identify their courses of the range of courses of action that they can take based on their capability and intent. And then from that, you go ahead and develop courses of action to be able to counter them. A primary, an alternate, a contingency, an emergency plan, based on the resources that you have, and then you continue to create contingencies in order to counter that. A lot of what we can do to counter what they're trying to force on us through tyranny is First Amendment is very powerful against all tyrants. If we can dominate in the First Amendment ecosystem and landscape, such as right here, then we can educate a broader scope and swath of society to be equipped to understand what they're doing so that when you see it in person, you identify it, you can reject it right there on the ground. If some little local tyrant says you got to put on a mask and you already know in advance that they're going to do that for nefarious reasons, you're just going to reject it.
And if you show their Rockefeller Foundation documents from 10 years before COVID admitting it's for control, you can show people ahead of time and you've already beaten them before they do it.
Right. And so then it's just one person telling you what to do when 1,000 people surround that one individual saying, yeah, that ain't going to work, little buddy. Homie, don't play
that.
Well,
be like if idiot bank robbers met a week before at a restaurant and drew up plans to rob a bank the next Friday morning.
Right.
And then the idiot left the letter, the cops will be waiting for him. That's what you want. Like, we have their battle plan. It's like, I'm not even that smart. The globalists think we're so dumb, they admit all this stuff, and I'm with their own plans that they follow, and it's so frustrating. It's like, you know, why? It's just crazy.
Right, right. If I may, Alex, just kind of one thing I want to kind of bring it to your attention on your radar. So we're currently in the middle of primary season where we can start to get some wins, right? Politically speaking, peacefully, patriotically, politically, et cetera. So pretty much every Tuesday from here on out through, September 15th is going to be a primary depending on the state. After today, the next big one that I think people should focus in on, particularly those that are interested in J6 Truth and January 6th accountability, is a small little congressional race in Georgia's 11th congressional district. That's Barry Loudermilk's congressional district. For those that don't remember, Barry Loudermilk was the one member of Congress, the last Congress, and the last one where he headed a subcommittee to look and investigate January 6th. And then this Congress also look and investigate January 6th as a subcommittee under judiciary. His former chief of staff retired immediately after Barry Loudermilk announced that he would retire from Congress in order to run for that particular seat. His chief of staff, Rob Atkerson, made it to the runoff against another individual in this seat. And the reason why we need to get him over the finish line is because Rob has been the one the last 4 years exposing the Pelosi Fedsurrection, releasing as much video CCTV footage as he's been able to, in spite of the Brian Stiles of the Republican Party, or the Jim Jordans of the Republican Party, or the Mike Johnson and Kevin McCarthy's. So in order to continue to expose the J6 truth, if you will, of 2021, January 6th, the best person to do that through a political mechanism is this guy, Rob Atkerson. That's why I'm advocating that everybody take a look and see, and potentially we can get this to, it would be nice for a President Trump endorsement on this one as well, so that we can agree with him on an endorsement to expose the corruption of the Uniparty, and particularly that J6 Fedsurrection, and Rob Atkerson's our guy.
Absolutely. Talking about forward-looking, we've got to be focused on these races, know who the candidates are and support them, not go, Trump went sideways, I'm done with the Republicans, because you studied the voting record of the average Republican, it is light years better than Democrats. So this my ball and go home thing is it's weird. They act like if we're engaged, if we're involved in politics, if we're exposing election fraud, we're involved in the system, we're propping up the system. The system wants you to give up and go away. They want to demoralize you. You want to explain that to people?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people say give up. And here's where I differ with Nick Fuentes, right? He says, oh, we're just going to give up and we're going to go ahead and support Democrats. Let me reiterate this for the trillionth time to everybody that questions my loyalties. Under no circumstances am I going to support a Democrat traitor. In addition to that, under no circumstance am I going to vote and support a Republican traitor. Now, with that said, there are a lot fewer Republican traitors. And so we need to prop up. This is the season.
And then the issue is you do your studying. I can bring up any issue you know about it. These people want to be free. Folks, you got to do a lot of research. And if you get the mindset of a war, your brain's built to do this. You're not supposed to. They give you football as a facsimile of war to learn all the factoids, or basketball or golf or all this stuff. They're all simulations of war. Business and your family and life and keeping your kids off drugs, that's the real war. Being healthy, working out, that's the real war. The real war is knowing about your political system, being engaged. And yeah, it takes a lot of work, but it's exciting to do. You're built to do it.
Right. I mean, it's lazy to support a Democrat, for one, and it's lazy to go ahead and just support somebody that somebody else tells you to support. We have to continue to upgrade. So we went from, let me kind of summarize it this way, Alex. This is very important for people to understand. Democrats, as we've seen over the last 5 years, are America's sixth at best. They have an Israeli flag, a Ukrainian flag, a family mutilation flag, a self-mutilation flag, a Palestinian flag, a Somali flag in the halls of Congress, okay? So when you combine those, on average, your average Democrat in Congress is America fifth or America sixth, based on the resume that they post outside of their offices.
Let's be clear, they don't even Star Spangled Banner, they don't stand for the national anthem, they hate the country, they're not even America sixth, they hate America. So we know they're bad. The Republicans have big problems, but they're the only battleground. The Republicans are where the populist battleground is.
Exactly. So then when you go over to the Republican side, we're in primary season, folks. From now through September 15th, we have to place in every single election the America First candidate across the board. And so you're seeing this Tuesday, we got South Carolina. Next Tuesday, we got the Georgia 11th runoff. The following Tuesday after that is the runoff in South Carolina. This is the level of granular understanding we have to dig into so that we don't need 50, 60, 100 senators to be perfect. Imagine if one member of the Senate, like a Kerry Lake or a Mark Lynch, comes in there. The entire institution's culture changes like that because they have a voice that doesn't bend a knee, and it forces those weak, toxic, feckless, stone-cold coward, mirror image Mike Pence Republicans to start to come over to our side. All we need is one in the Senate, one in the House. Look at what Thomas Massie has been able to do. So all it requires is one. So if we can get just one win out of the 435 in the House, one in 100, we're in a such better position.
I agree.
And notice behind that one.
As Roger Stone said a year ago, the tiny Republican majority made it stronger for the America First group because we could force our agenda, which we did. And then Israel just targeted those few people. But we're about to get a bunch more in. The fight has just begun. Nick Swartor on the ground reporting. Dozens of cops are pushing back Carmelo supporters as we await the verdict to be read. Getting tense now, any minute now. We'll come back.
You're coming to D.C. on June 14th, right?
We'll see. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got a lot going on here, but I'm thinking about it. I want to go up there. We'll be, if Trump comes out and repudiates the Israeli takeover, I won't. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Share the links! AlexJonesLive.com! Spread the word! AlexJonesLive.com!
Paul Revere rode through the night to spread the word. Would you do the same? It's a new dawn in the information war. You are the Paul Reveres. AlexJonesLive.com.
All right, they're back in the courtroom reading the verdict right now. And Carmelo Anthony, his official story fell apart with all the witnesses because it's a black guy killing a white guy. It's a minority of black people, but they're out there brainwashed, you know, saying it's all racist or whatever. This is totally insane. And who knows what's about to happen up in Dallas. It's a suburb north of there, Frisco. Guilty of murder. It just came out. Let's go ahead and go to this live feed. Go to it. Yeah, let's pump the audio in real quick, guys.
Get this information momentarily. And if we could keep that camera up on the outside there, because it'll just be a matter of seconds before this crowd reacts.
Wow.
There is a live look outside the courthouse as people have gathered.
Guilty of murder.
Again, if you're just joining us, Carmelo Anthony has been found guilty of murder, the top charge in this case, after just 3 hours of deliberation. Sonny, besides wow, which a lot of us are feeling, thoughts?
I was not expecting the top charge. I really was thinking that they would see manslaughter, still guilty, but manslaughter different sentencing, but guilty of murder. So, you know, that's heavy.
Wow.
And I hope everyone just does not seem like everyone's going to be calm. It seems like we're going to have a problem there.
Yeah, wow. This is dumb.
You can see the...
this is dumb.
Listen to the leftist reporters all shocked.
I'm sorry, Ted. This is just dumb. This is stupid. I can't believe that this jury came back in 3 hours with guilty. I'm totally stunned. On top of that, this judge as well, not letting cameras in the courtroom. I mean, good job. Good job, Your Honor. Really, really, really good
Meanwhile,
job.
Meanwhile, the monster who brutally murdered Ukrainian immigrant Arina Zaruska in cold blood found not competent. Been arrested 40 times for violence. Here, let's go back to the feed.
That this kid is being railroaded. And look at what happened. Your jury came back within 3 hours for a guilty verdict for a kid who used a 4-inch knife one time, didn't use it multiple times. Was it wrong? Yes. But was it murder, like beyond a reasonable doubt? No. And was it
Notice the corporate media, Court TV, can't go to the live feed. Because I guarantee you there's so much kill the cracker stuff being screamed. But Nick Sorter is getting footage, says Brown and Morello will have that for you.
Carmelo's side of the courtroom. And they're going into the penalty phase immediately. So this, no one is leaving the courtroom. They're going to now go into the penalty phase. There's a huge, you know.
And look at all these white liberals acting shocked. I mean, he went and stabbed somebody to death. We can't believe he's convicted. Oh, my God. Hitler's taking over.
The sentencing.
A white guy didn't
just
say convict him.
A lot of states, you get. You're found guilty of murder. You're going away. Sometimes for life
doesn't run Fresco.
At least 25 Fresco. To life before you're out. Texas is different. The range of sentencing here is 5 years to life in prison. So the decision making now, and we'll wait till Cody updates us whether the jury is going to stay in, do the sentencing, or if it'll be the judge. Boy. If I'm the defense, I'm getting that jury as far away from this courthouse as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, 1,000%. I'm not letting this jury touch. I mean, I'm questioning the jury. I'm asking them, how did you reach your verdict? How did you reach it so quickly? What happened? It was a 4-inch knife. He used it one time. He was pushed. I'm not saying that it was right, but what are you doing? How did you get this verdict? I'd want to know. My whole identity as a defense attorney would be in question, right? I'm questioning my identity right now, and I have nothing to do with this case. How could you come back like that? I would be enraged. I'm enraged right now. This is very upsetting. And then on top of it, to compound it, this dumb judge didn't allow cameras in the courtroom. What was your wisdom? What were you thinking? How you put on a robe? Are you that much of an imbecile that you won't let cameras in the courtroom in a case like this? This is not a rape case. This is something different. This is something that's clearly the whole community is enraged. And you knew that before the trial started. So, I mean, this is very upsetting.
You can see the reaction. The crowd outside, of course, has received the news that Carmelo Anthony has been found guilty of the top charge.
Man, listen to these leftists just whining and crying. And all these witnesses, he comes in and starts threatening everybody and doing all this and getting people's faces and told to leave dozens of times and then stabs the guy to death.
That we're supporting.
And he said, he assaulted him, which wasn't true.
Just leave.
I mean, to be honest, if a white guy get convicted of the same thing, I'd say fine.
Guilty. There is no need for Mr. So
they kill us with poison shots. It's okay.
Standing there with
they kill us with GMOs. Okay.
Moronic, intimidating.
Notice corporate media will not show what the people are saying because it's so unhinged.
Cliche.
Why don't you show us what the crowd's saying? Poor TV. Guys, go to Fox. Flip over to Fox, and we'll go back to Ivan Ranklin here. I mean, look at this. Won't show you audio of what's being said here. Let's go back to the audio. I bet they're just talking over it.
It's been a while, Kimberly. It's nice to see you.
Punch it up.
Your reaction here.
If I'm the defense attorney, I'm already.
Oh, you won't show us what the crowd's saying? Why won't you let us see?
I want to know one by one, is this your verdict? I already have my Batson challenge enumeration error in my appellate brief. I'm already moving to, I'm pivoting right now. And I'm also trying to get some mitigation witnesses ready. He's a good
And listen to the leftist reporters. Oh, I'm outraged.
He admitted it.
Trying to stir stuff up.
Stopped him. You have to pivot as a defense attorney and move on to the next phase. The verdict is in.
Yeah. Cody Thomas saying that there's lots of crying in the courtroom. as everybody absorbs this on Carmelo's side, also on the Metcalf side, tears. And again, they're going straight into the penalty phase. And Judge Bando, the jury makeup. There was a Batson
challenge. Probably a fight going on, but they won't show you. That's corporate media.
After the state used their strikes to get rid of the only three African Americans that were potential jurors. And they said this is because they worked for the school district, or a school district, and that's the reason they cut them out. Looking forward, is that reason enough in your estimation?
It may not be reason enough, but it's a substantial possible enumeration of error that I would definitely raise. That would be number one, that initially on the forefront of this, that my client was not afforded a jury of his peers. The state arbitrarily struck them as jurors based on their race, and not because you can be an educator and be reasonable. That doesn't automatically eliminate you from being a juror on this panel. Teachers punish, discipline, rehabilitate, and actually would be better jurors because they're used to dealing with these scenarios with children fighting, having difficulties. And that's exactly who you would want.
All right, we'll continue to track this as it unfolds. Ivan Reichlin, this is a perfect microcosm of divide and conquer, that the media makes it all about black on white, makes it the biggest issue in the world. Meanwhile, we're facing the potential end of the country, global depression, total war. Ivan Reichlin.
Yeah, you notice that if you look at my body of work on all the podcasts that I've been on, I don't really comment on the cultural component of this, other than when you're doing physiological damage to somebody, such as child mutilation or self-mutilation. All these other fabricated differences that we have, you know, what kind of, how many hair follicles one human has versus how many I have, how many, right? Bald versus not. Or whether or not you have blue eyes or brown eyes, to me, that's really inconsequential. That's an argument that's for somebody else to make. I'm not going to get involved in that. That's just me.
Well, you heard the media. Oh, I'm outraged, trying to stir up as much trouble as they can.
Right. My focus is to, you know, peacefully, patriotically apply maximum pressure to those that commit criminal actions. And it would be nice to see if the verdict has come out with a guilty for murder. It would be nice to see also a guilty verdict to, I don't know, Anthony Fauci, or a guilty verdict of treason against James Comey or John Brennan or the rest of the deep state. And we have yet to see that. Instead, this White House still is focusing its efforts on going after Israel's threats and enemies rather than our domestic enemies that are destroying many more Americans than any threat coming from any overseas threat.
Well, the war room's coming up. It'll have all the latest of what's really going on there on the ground. We're trying to get some feeds on the ground that aren't corporate media. They won't show the audio. They won't play the audio so we can understand what's happening there. But just big picture here, give us an analysis of where the American Republic is, the different geopolitical players. We've got about 14 minutes left. Ivan Reichlin, former Special Operations Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret, former Defense Intelligence Agency, with all that's happening. Give us your report on the state of the Republic. And the war room's coming up right out of the studio with all the latest on everything. Ivan Reichlin.
Yeah, let me do this at the big, big picture level. I want to go into how I have positive bias, and I'm going to explain why I have positive bias. Remember back in, just real quick, going back six years ago, in February 2021, every single one of us that's listening and watching this were enemies of the most powerful government, illegitimate, albeit, in the world. That's the Biden criminal syndicate. Since then, we've moved from being placed in jail, silence, censored, to now we're in a position where particularly this show is the leading news program on the planet on the biggest platform known as X in the world, okay? So our First Amendment is totally back. We're still obviously losing politically in some races, but we actually secured our initial wins. And I think in this primary, like, our responsibility, everybody listening in, is to get as smart as possible and to get as actively engaged as possible to influence this primary cycle so that we can start to purge members of Congress, member governors, lieutenant governors, attorneys general, senators, etc., so that we have actual representation that can force policies in our favor by making our government much more limited. And I would say that big picture moving forward. From now through September 15th, last state that has primaries is Delaware. So on September 16th, that's when, unfortunately, whatever happens, however many seats are bought off by the Israel Firsters, unfortunately, I have to say this, I'm going to have to, you know, pinch my nose and on September 16th say, all right, I'm going to keep those America Second crowd in place in order to defeat the America Sixth through America Trillionth Democrats, and then still continue to apply pressure and influence in person, digitally, physically, phone, email, in person, etc., those America Seconders so that they are more closely aligned with at least getting them to America tied for first. So right now, the big fight is to get the America Firsters in after September 15th. Then we have to lock arms and try to get those America Seconders to be at least tied for America First, kind of like what we had for the first three, 4 months of this administration when we had Charlie Kirk and we had Elon Musk on our side to be able to balance out the Miriam Adelsons, the Susie Wiles, the Jared Kushner influence into this White House. That's kind of my big picture assessment of how we can improve where we are currently at and being realistic about it.
Who does Susie Wiles really work for?
Well, she is the, if you look at, this is how I look at it, Alex. She has worked for Rick Scott. She has worked for Ron DeSantis. She has worked for President Trump on the campaign. So in that body of experience, along with Ballard Partners and Mercury PR, she has a massive network from birth at her time being a daughter of Pat Summerall, of a kind of generational network that she's been able to build with the donor class that supersedes kind of any president. So in order for anything to get to a president, it has to somewhat go through Susie. And if she's the one, the liaison between politicians, the ones that I listed, whether it's a president, a senator, or a governor, and the donor class, particularly in Florida and other foreign interests, right? She's kind of the liaison conduit, central center of gravity of power politically that needs to be identified. And if there's a problem that emanates from the donor class, the person to, I guess, counter that down donor class, you have to enlist Susie Wiles or remove her to be able to reject and push back against donor class interests, because she's the one that is the gatekeeper between the donor class and the politicians. And so that's why she's accumulated this much power and influence and foreign policy and domestic policy influence because of her position as a chief of staff and her position as the liaison between Republican politicians and that big donor class. In addition to the big donor class, as the campaign manager, campaign co-chair, you also have probably all the dirt that can be had on any political campaign that you've been on, if there is any, as well as access to that small dollar donor class and influence. Couple that with the former campaign manager, Brad Parscale of President Trump during the 2020 campaign, who is a known Israeli agent, foreign agent. You have this ecosystem set up that essentially binds some of the decision-making of the White House, particularly President Trump and his family, in order to be in line with that ecosystem's interests for a kind of a pay-for-play money-making scheme. And it's the only thing I think at this point that slows that down, that corruption, that for, you know, pay-for-play foreign influence, is for President Trump on his own right to look back to Butler and say, you know what, they almost killed me in Butler. Maybe my destiny and my purpose in life ordained by God was to really double down and go against the deep state and call it out. And I see glimmers of hope and indications that maybe he is in that position where he's determining what he wants his legacy to be. Does he want to be known in his last few years as president, right? In his twilight years as, I don't know, can I use strong language right now? Or are we on
any language you want, buddy? They can lay it out.
So I'm going to say it this way. Does Donald Trump want to be known as a little bitch cuck in the corner for foreign interests? Or does he want to be remembered and his family remembered as the strong alpha male, similar to what he's going to present on Sunday, June 14th, as an alpha male dog, patriot, American, fighting for Americans and American citizens against all enemies, foreign and particularly domestic. I want my president to be remembered as the latter, a strong alpha dog man that protects his family, his children, his grandchildren, and his entire country's citizens. I pray that that happens.
And what you're saying is absolutely central, and it's what the globalists hate. We're pissed at Trump, but we're still trying to put pressure on him, and we do. A lot of times we get corrections. They say, oh, you're still with Trump because we're engaging him. That is the most mindless lie, but I see it everywhere, that we need to, you know, tell Darth Vader to throw Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. We need to do as much as we can to get Trump to correct.
Because
if we stand by and don't resist what he's doing, we're aiding and abetting those forces that are in there. We're acting like we don't have any power when we do have power.
I can't top the analogy that you use with Star Wars. You got the dark force, right? Teetering, the Darth Vader, and the greater evil is the Palpatine. And so once that happens, then he can kind of lift. It's that weight off his chest. I mean, once he makes that decision that, you know what, I'm done with being manipulated by my inner circle, by foreign interests and influence. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to his legacy. And I think maybe that's going to be the...
And you were just saying legacy. The legacy is his future. And he finally makes the right decision at the end and grabs victory from the jaws of defeat for his legacy, for the future.
Exactly. And it benefits him. It benefits us. It benefits all of us. It just requires courage. And he's going to have to reject the likes of Mark Levin and
Trump
Lindsey Graham.
Trump has to politically, nonviolently, but metaphysically take Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Adelson and Netanyahu and just pick them up and throw
them. And even his son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to reconsider what they've been advising him of.
Well, notice they kept Kushner hidden for a while, and now he's right back.
Yeah. He's not in the administration, they tell us, right? Meanwhile, he's in every single peace deal that results in a war. Huh. How peaceful and successful is that, Jared? I would love for him to come on this show and for you to have some questions. And if he does, I would be happy to come in studio as well and have a conversation with him so that he can explain himself, going all the way back to why was good old BB staying at your place in New York back decades ago? Why were you involved in the COVID as the shadow governor? What was your role there? How much money your friends and you made off of that?
And here's AIPAC killing America and killing our future. That's Palpatine just enjoying himself. And here's Trump going along with it. He needs to do it. Darth Vader did. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, I in one camp, I think you have, to use this analogy to Star Wars, I think in one camp, whispering in Darth Vader's ear or President Trump's ear is Miriam Adelson, Jared Kushner, Bibi Netanyahu, and BB's being advised by Lindsey Graham every 2 weeks, whispering sweet thoughts of manipulation of what he needs to do to influence Donald Trump. And the reason why Lindsey Graham knows how to do that is because he spends a lot of time, quote unquote, golfing with President Trump, because Lindsey doesn't have any responsibilities other than going to Ukraine, going and hanging out with Zelensky, going to Israel and hanging out with Bibi Netanyahu and golfing with President Trump. Since Lindsey doesn't have children, grandchildren, doesn't have a spouse, doesn't have anything except for maybe a bubble wand. And then on the other side, you have Americans that, you know what? We don't want power. I don't want power. I just want to take away tyrannical power from my government. And if it comes in the form of sending trillions of dollars to fight other countries' wars, that's a problem. That's a red line for people like me that, I mean, I could be retired and just relax my whole life with my kids. But it's unacceptable to see this happening without saying anything. It's just irresponsible for a grown man such as myself to watch this occur to my country and not say anything. That's why I respect you and this show. And that's why I come on as much as you allow me to, because patriots like you, Alex, have earned my time and attention, because I could be choosing my time anywhere, right? But again, I'm nobody, but I choose to only platform myself on shows that have stood up against the tyranny And you happen to have done it for
I appreciate you. Well, we're all in. We've been proven right. I mean, I'm blessed to be in this fight. I'm blessed to be here and blessed talking to you and blessed the crew. We'll cover
Alex Jones is always right, right?
Most of the time. Well, they misrepresent, too. Like, they say, wasn't right about Sandy Hook. I just covered people questioning Sandy Hook. They made up this whole thing to raise money.
You asked the question about Sandy Hook. They didn't like the question. So then they manipulated it in order to...
I'm asking whether this helicopter shoot down was a false flag. I don't know if it was. Very, very weird timing, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. You call it out. I mean, left and right. Up, down, left. Remember the Nintendo? Up, down, left, right. BA, select, start.
But now we just... you and I just peed on the helicopter. It's like, he peed on Graves. Really, wasn't that just made up?
I got to hold you to this, Alex. Come on. You don't travel a lot. Why don't you come out for the UFC event? I mean, this is, everybody.
I don't mind Dana traveling. I don't mind
You're
traveling.
Be there.
Let me finish. I don't have a bunch of money. I don't even have money. And I'll go without security. Everybody's like, what are you doing? So it becomes a whole issue.
I got security. Here's the deal. I will cover security. I got a place to stay for you and your crew on me. You just come out.
I'm already considering. I don't need to be pushed. Because I want to,
I'm not pushing. If I push, you'll say no. I'm just trying to.
I'm strongly considering it. Yeah. The problem is I'm trying to hold down the fort here and build a new studio in the network. But I'm very close to going. It'll be a circus if I go. I'm thinking about it. Thanks, Ivan Ranklin.
That's why you need to go.
I love you, brother. It'll be a circus.
Everybody request Alex Jones go to the UFC fight. Have him inviting
I'm going to be banned from the fight, so I'm not cool enough. Hey, I love you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Ivan Ranklin. Great job. People, be sure and follow him on X, Ranklin. Rob Dew's coming in here. I think he's the guy doing it. Harrison's taking a few days off with family. And my son Rex is going to be hosting some. And I'm going to host some in the War Room this week and next week. Okay? You haven't got enough of me. In fact, I can just come to 3 hours of calls. Everybody would love that. But the War Room is coming up with Rob Dew. Great job of the crew putting up with me. We'll continue to follow the situation in Frisco up north of Dallas and more as the War Room begins. Be sure to find the feeds for the War Room with Harrison Smith, the co-host, Rob Dew. And that is 3 to 6 p.m. Central, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the coordinates of the new site. And on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live for the network. The easiest place to find it is AJN Live on X. Or... it's so easy. AlexJonesLive.com. The feeds are all there. Rumble, X, our own house feed, audio feeds. AlexJonesLive.com. I was eating a jalapeno when he was talking. Went down the wrong way. Ate a lot of jalapenos.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.